From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages from the ministry of Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns will continue this series of studies in the life and earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled The Reach of Almighty Grace. The text is Hosea chapter 1 and verse 10. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. Sovereign grace can make strangers into sons. And the Lord here declares his purpose to deal thus with rebels and make them know what he has done. Beloved friend, the Lord has done this in my case. Has he done the like for you? Then let us join hands and hearts in praising his adorable name. Some of us were so decidedly ungodly that the Lord's word most truly said to our conscience and heart, Ye are not my people. In the house of God, and in our own homes, when we read the Bible, this was the voice of God's Spirit in our soul, Ye are not my people. Truly a sad, condemning voice it was. But now, in the same places, from the same ministry and Scripture, we hear a voice which saith, Ye are the sons of the living God. Can we be grateful enough for this? Is it not wonderful? Does it not give us hope for others? Who is beyond the reach of almighty grace? How can we despair of any, since the Lord has wrought so marvelous a change in us? He who has kept this one great promise will keep every other. Wherefore, let us go forward with songs of adoration and confidence.
Jesus, we too faithful. me and brought me safe this far. This grace will lead me safely home. 'Twill be His grace that sustains me. 'Twill be His grace that
As believers in Jesus Christ seek to witness to the unsaved, they are frequently met by a variety of questions. These might include such queries as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions on a DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, Dr. Cairns responded to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you wish, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. This week on Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns has been preaching a message entitled, Christ Taking Galilee by Storm Through the Power of the Holy Spirit. We've seen that Christ's message was the kingdom of God. His method was preaching and teaching, and that remains God's way even here in the 21st century. The great need of mankind is the preaching of the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit. All efforts to reach the lost must be done from a heart of love, regardless of the type of sinner being dealt with. Finally, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was characterized by his might. He demonstrated his supreme power over men, sickness, death, devils, and every kind of sin. Yet that power was exercised to redeem the fallen and bring them to glory. Now Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of Christ Taking Galilee by Storm Through the Power of the Holy Spirit.
The ministry of the gospel is a ministry of telling forth the truth. But the ministry of the gospel is the ministry of loving the unlovely. I speak for myself, and I think if you're honest, there are many of you who will have to say the same thing. But I confess it before God and have done many a time. When I see a sodomite, my first reaction is not to love him, to give him the gospel, but to condemn him for the filthy sinner that he is. But was not I a filthy sinner deserving of the same hell? When I see some unwashed, drug-taking, drunken hippie, or whatever the modern equivalent may be, when I see a punk rocker with strange hairstyle and piercings all over the body, I must confess, I may react with shock, surprise, or whatever. But the first thought is rarely the thought of love. What about you? I have a niece whom I led to Christ many years ago. I warned her when I pointed her to Christ to steer clear of the charismatics. She looked at me with wide eyes. She said, you know, for months, she'd been under conviction of sin. She said, for months I have gone here and there, from one church to another. I've gone to fundamental churches, this kind of church, that kind of church. The only people who have ever shown any love for my soul, I have found in charismatic churches. In due time, she became and remains to this day a very active participant and leader in a charismatic church. But let me tell you a little about her. Driving along the highway, she sees some Hare Krishna missionaries standing on the median, waiting for traffic to stop, to give out their literature. She drives along, wheels her car around and parks it, goes to where they are to give them the gospel. When she and her husband, after many, many years of having nothing, not because they're untalented, they're two of the most brilliant musicians I've ever met, having nothing through giving their lives in service. After many years, when they were finally able to look for a house, they came across this old house that needed work. She said, that's the house for me. Why? Because at that end of the street, this long street in Cleveland, there's a poor black community. At that end of the street, there's a homosexual community. Nobody ever seems to go to either of them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to be in the middle, or I and my family can minister to both. It's very easy for us to say this and that about people belonging to charismatic churches. I take it very seriously when somebody tells me they're the only people who have ever shown any love for my soul. The ministry of the gospel is a ministry not only of talking, but of loving. When you and I can't look beyond the color of a man's skin or the color of his hair or his position in society or the state of his bank balance or of his education, when we can't look beyond those things to see a soul that is going to live in God's eternity forever, a soul that needs to be saved, then we're not worthy of him whose name we bear, for his name is love. His miracles were intended to call sinners to repentance. You remember what Jesus said, "Believe me for the very work's sake." Again, those were miraculous works. But let me tell you, it's a wonderful testimony when we can say to sinners, "You don't understand all I'm saying. You can't grasp all I'm teaching. But will you look at what I'm doing? And what I'm doing will point you the way to Christ and the way to heaven." Ah, there's where we fail so often. It's the very opposite with so many of us. We say big things and we live rotten things. Our words are words of holiness, but our acts are acts of hypocrisy. God forgive us. God forgive us. Our Savior's ministry was one that he still can perform. Healing bodies, yes. But as a means to a greater end, his chief business is ours, is to reveal God to men and call them to himself. The final word, and I can be brief with this, because I've already covered it in from one angle. His might or power. In Luke 4:14, he returned in the power of the Spirit. It's a wonderful thing when you look at the great Galilean ministry of Christ, that every sphere of creation had to bow to him. He exercised supreme power over earth and over hell, over men and over devils, over life and over death. Spurgeon made this comment: as he healed all sorts of diseases, so he heals all sorts of sin. I want to make that clear this morning. If you're in this meeting with one of these felt needs that I've talked about, you're battling with guilt. The guilt of sin, perhaps great sin, hidden sin, vile sin, damning sin. You're battling with sin that's got you beaten. The guilt of it, however much you cover it over, is eating your soul alive. And you feel unclean and unworthy, unloved and unlovable, unwanted, alienated from God, cast out and on the edge of hell. You feel the ravages of sin in your body and in your soul. And if you're honest, you feel the absolute futility of the religion that you have professed to this point in time. Then let me tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ has power to save. We sang that hymn this morning, "I believe Jesus saves. And his blood makes me whiter than snow." In Ulster, we change the chorus in the second time around, and we say, "I believe we shall win, for we fight in the strength of our King." Let me tell you of a Christ who can save you and make you more than conqueror. He who invaded the strongholds of hell in Galilee invades them still in Greenville. He who triumphed over Satan's most powerful forces triumphs to this day. He is able to save to the uttermost. To paraphrase Spurgeon, are you possessed with the fever of lust? Thank God Christ can cool your hot blood and make you chaste and pure. If you suffer from the dropsy of drunkenness, he can cure you of it so that you'll never return to it. One of my happiest memories is kneeling in the grass over the dark brown cover of an old ex-army tent where I was holding a gospel mission in rural Ulster. Kneeling in the grass with an alcoholic, a man whose life and marriage and home were wrecked by his enslavement to the booze, to hear him cry to Christ to come into his heart and save him, to see him rise from his knees a new creature. 44 years later, we get that right. 34 years later, I'm not that old. 34 years later, he's still sober. He's never supped at the devil's table ever since. A trophy of the grace of God. If you're spiritually blind, deaf, dumb, he can cure you. If you're afflicted with a stony heart, he promises that he'll give you a heart of flesh. If you're incurable beyond the help of man or religion, let me introduce you to the great physician. His name is Jesus. I indeed, if as every sinner is, you're dead in trespasses and in sins, dead and with the stench of the grave about you, he's able to raise you up and give you life. There's none too hard for him. By the New Testament is clear. There's one Savior. His name is Jesus. There's one fountain. It's the precious blood that he shed. There's one gospel. It's the gospel of God's sovereign grace. There's one hope for the hopeless, and that is in receiving Christ. He's not limited to saving one or two. He saves freely. We read that his fame went abroad. He gained that fame rightly, for he saved wherever he went. He's able to save to the uttermost. Doesn't cost you anything. I was just thinking this morning when I was praying before this meeting. I came to the Lord, believed in the Lord, trusted the Lord, took the Lord. I didn't enrich him. I didn't give him anything. I took it all. When the Lord Jesus went around Galilee doing all this, all he gained was the fame, so that others would have the confidence to come and trust him too. Now here's the unchanging Christ. If you're still in your sins, man, woman, young person, if you're still in your sins, lay down the arms of your rebellion before this King of grace and cry, King of my life, I crown thee now. I'll have Christ. If you're already saved, then do what Matthew 4:24 tells us and bring the needy to Jesus. How? Bring them in the arms of love and faith and prayer. Bring them under the preaching of the gospel where Christ can be set before them. And you will find that the Christ who took Galilee by storm through the power of the Holy Ghost has lost none of his ancient sovereign power. He can sweep aside every sinful or satanic opposition and bring sinners by grace into the fullness of eternal salvation. May God give us a clear sight of Christ, his message, the gospel, his method, preaching and teaching, his ministry, loving and saving, and his might, able to deliver from every sinful and satanic. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy gracious word. We thank thee for him who is the word, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O God, for his person and for his work, for his message and for his ministry. We thank thee, O Lord, for this time we have been able to spend considering Christ. Lord, apply the message to every heart. Forgive us for our lack of Christ-likeness. Forgive us, O God, for our lack of love. Forgive us, Lord, for the hardness of our hearts. How little we know about weeping for sinners. How little, O Lord, we know about loving as our Savior loved us. God, forgive us today. Stir our hearts fully to follow Christ. Oh, give fruit now for the preaching of thy word in the changed lives of Christians, in the reviving of thy work in this church, in the sending forth of witnesses from this place to tell forth the gospel and to preach Christ and him crucified to a needy world. And, O Lord, give fruit in the changed lives of sinners seeking the Savior. Hear our prayer. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.